The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advice offered through Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio Show. Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management has offices in Bend, Eugene, and John Day, serving clients from all over the Northwest. Give us a call today for your free retirement review. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. If you want to take Josh Finelli up on a free retirement review or lowly old me, you can schedule one of those. If you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, you can come to our office and we'll give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life. So call our office, 800-743-0988, or email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. So very recently, last weekend, March the 9th was the 15-year anniversary of the S&P low in the global financial crisis. So if you remember that, that was the worst bear market since the Great Depression. Since that March 9th, 2009 date, the S&P is up 10 times, generating a 16.7% annualized total return. That's obviously impressive. But what is more impressive, and my point in bringing this up, so let's say you bought at the peak. So the market peaked in that cycle in October of 2007, right? October 2007, everybody was dancing around. House prices were going up. Stocks were going up. Everybody thought everything was awesome. And then the global financial crisis hits, right? And life as we knew it, we thought was going to change. So let's say you bought at the absolute peak right before the global financial crisis. Incredibly, you'd still be up 355% or 9.7% per year. So if you bought at literally the worst time in the last 15 years to buy stocks, you would still have gotten a 9.7% annualized return. If that doesn't tell you that time in the market is the most important thing, this game is idiot-proof. It's literally idiot-proof. You just have to make sure you stay in the market. Like, the answer to the question is there. Like, we are giving you the answer to the question. You just have to stay in the market because the global financial crisis was rough. But think about it. We had COVID. We had a lot of things happen. We had the flash crash. We've had wars. And the market still, if you bought at the absolute worst time you could buy, you still got a 9.7% annualized return. Now, if you bought on March the 9th, obviously your returns were fabulous. But
we know very well, though, the more money you have and the bigger the drawdown, the more difficult it is to make the correct decision.
I guess, but I have the answer to the questions on the test. So March 21st, that's next week, the mutual fund turns 100. So Massachusetts Investors Trust was launched on March 21st, 1924. It's funny because I worked that's now MFS in there in Boston, and I worked at a company called Pioneer Investments in Boston as well. And they started the Pioneer Fund 4 years later, and so our claim to fame was we were the second oldest mutual fund. But the mutual fund turns 100 next week. And, you know, it's changed dramatically. You used to have to pay 8.5% to buy a mutual fund. Now you don't have to pay anything. Some of you are still paying sales loads if you are at where Edward Jones, which makes no sense, but it is what it is. So those commissions have gone from 8.5% to nothing. And I will say the mutual fund, it's not a perfect thing, but it is probably one of those things that made the greatest leap forward in terms of financial democracy we've ever had, because it gave people a pool of diversification, instant diversification, which would lower their risk. And nowadays we have index funds and exchange traded funds where the management fees are essentially close to zero, in some cases zero. And so the mutual fund and that, what has transpired since then is something great. And then Jack Bogle came along and started Vanguard and then furthered that progress that MFS started 100 years ago. So happy birthday, mutual fund. Okay, something we talk about on the show a lot, but it's important, and we that's why we bring it up a lot, is consolidating your investment accounts. So a lot of you, Josh and I see this all the time, you have investment accounts at different investment firms all over the place. You have 401ks from different past jobs you've had. You have money scattered all over the place. So one of the things that we urge people to do, whether they do it with the help of a firm like ours, a financial advisor, or do it themselves, is to consolidate your financial life. So Josh, explain to people what we mean when we say consolidating your financial life and why that's not risky, the risk that some people perceive it to be.
We mean very simply consolidate like accounts. And so you've got that holdover 401k from a job you worked at 7 years ago. You've got some directly held mutual fund investment at American Funds. That's all pre-tax retirement money. You've got a simple plan that you had at another employer. You know, you've got your current 401k, or you're just retired and you have another 401k. We've seen clients with 12 former 401ks that all still exist there. How they remember their logins, we have no idea. But consolidate those like accounts. You have your Robinhood account, and then you've got your E-Trade account, and then you've got your Fidelity, you know, ESOP that you don't work there anymore. Consolidate all that stuff in the same like registration. So if you can move all of your pre-tax retirement accounts to a traditional IRA held somewhere, you can move it in kind in most examples.
And explain that. It's important. That's important for people.
Unless it's a 401k, which is likely going to require you to liquidate and transfer it and move it in cash, but you can move those other things that you hold in kind, meaning you don't actually have to sell them. You can just journal them to the new account. That's always going to be true for your taxable stuff. That ESOP and, you know, the Robinhood account that you have, your E-Trade, you can move those positions in kind, so there's no tax liability. You just consolidate them under one umbrella. And what that lets you do is not only get a better gauge of your actual asset allocation and see what you own proportionally across all those disparate accounts, but it also makes your life so much more administratively simple. You get one statement as opposed to seven. And so that's absolutely what you want to do, because it makes your life better and it enables you to have a better thumb over what you're actually doing from an investment standpoint.
Yeah, so, you know, in most cases you're going to reduce fees, right? So a lot of custodians charge $40 per IRA until you get to a certain asset level. If you consolidate all of those IRAs into one place, chances are your asset level is going to be high enough so you avoid those custodial fees. Or if you have to still pay them, you're only paying one as opposed to paying $40 across. So in most cases, by consolidating, you're saving money in fees, those sort of nickel and dime fees. Like Josh said, that less complicated asset allocation, you can build a cohesive asset allocation because you're seeing all of your assets in one place. From an estate planning standpoint, it makes life a whole heck of a lot easier. Your executor of your estate, so think of the person that you're naming your successor trustee or executor of your estate. Think about that person. If they have to go to all these different places, provide them death certificates, or if you're still alive, sort of get them to talk to that person, is going to be really difficult. So the person you name as the executor of your estate is going to want all of your assets to be in one place, whether it's a financial advisory firm like ours or like a Charles Schwab, for example. They want to be able to call one place and get all of the answers that they need and all of the changes they want to make in one place, one death certificate, all that stuff. It makes your executor's life so much easier. If you're in the withdrawal stage of life, you know, there have to be required minimum distributions or just distributions for monthly income. Having it come from one place, it's much easier to say, okay, this makes the most sense to take it proportionally from these three accounts for tax reasons, but they're all in one place. And so it's you're setting it up so that it's coming, like if it's at Schwab or if it's at a firm like ours, okay, I know these, my Roth and my taxable IRA is where I'm going to take my income until I get to a certain age, but it's all in one place so you can see it. It's one login, right? You know, so if you're the one of the husband or the wife is managing the money, you know, if the other spouse needs to get on and look, they can do that. It's one login and see their whole situation. And then from a tax perspective, it's easier to do your tax planning if all of your money is one place. So consolidate your investment accounts. It's not putting all your eggs in one basket. Remember, you still have plenty of diversification. And as Josh said, you can move everything in kind. You don't have to sell anything. You can move it as you own it to the new place without having to sell. And so that's a real important thing that people think is holding them back. So to make your life a lot easier, your life and everyone you love's life a lot easier, consolidate your investment accounts. There's no reason to have it spread all over the place. All right, if you want to sign up for our new e-newsletter, Josh and I do a video in the middle and end of every month where we talk about what's going on in markets and how that affects your money. To get added to that list, go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. When we come back, we're going to give you an estate planning checklist, so stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Discover the magic of working at Sun River Resort. Voted one of the top 100 places to work in Oregon, Sun River Resort is hiring for various positions: food and beverage, golf, guest services, and more. They're seeking passionate individuals who want to create unforgettable experiences for resort guests. Attend the Sun River Resort Hiring Fair March 19th from 4 until 6 p.m. in the Homestead Building at the resort. Job seekers can get a head start by applying online at sunriverresort.com/careers.
At Highline Homes, one of our favorite questions is, what is your favorite part about your brand new home? Paul?
I think my favorite part is the room we're sitting in right now. It's the kitchen. I can stand here and look at my big screen TV while cooking dinner.
But one of the best things about your brand new Highline home is that you can love the inside as well as the outside.
And then I love my big deck. In the summer, to sit out there, look out across the valley, it's like the one place I want to be at the end of the day. I've built great memories here with my family and my friends.
And we think that's what your new Highline home should be all about, building your happy place, complete with all the countertop, floors, and cabinet upgrades available to you. And if you've never built before, don't worry. The friendly and helpful Highline Home staff is with you every step of the way, just like they were for Paul.
Like I said, it was a great process. I enjoyed all the people I work with.
Find floor plans, virtual tours, and everything you need to know to get started at HighlineHomes.com. Oregon, CCB 181069.
Highline Homes. On your lot, on time, built right.
Save thousands.
Be advised,
this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to save thousands
on a hot tub and swim spa
today through Sunday.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Save thousands.
Be advised,
this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to save thousands
on a hot tub and swim spa
today through Sunday.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
18-month interest-free financing. Brand-new 2024 inventory ready for immediate delivery.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
We can remove your old hot tub.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Come see the revolutionary new swim spa in action at exceptional prices.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Just relax and enjoy.
Today through Sunday.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Free parking,
free admission,
free delivery.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Call 833-SPA-SALE
or visit Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale.
Are you on a weight loss journey and looking for a jump start? At Bend Laser Lipo, you can lose 2 inches in 32 minutes or it's free. The only FDA-cleared device for immediate fat loss and skin tightening. Proven 100% effective in clinical trials, patients lost an average of 3.5 inches and 1.6 liters of fat in only 1 hour. Immediate fat loss, no pain, no downtime. So get started today. For the body you desire at OregonLaserLipo.com.
Financial Focus Radio Show is online all the time via iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. Catch past shows online or by finding us on iTunes.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Financial Focus Radio. If you'd like to sign up for a free retirement review, one of us will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life. So if you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call our office to get one of those meetings scheduled. The number here is 800-743-0988, or you can always go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com, and send us an email. Let us know you'd like a free retirement review. So this comes from the FinTwit world, Josh and I thought it was pretty astute. So this guy says, there's a wide array of views on the CPI number right now. CPI is a consumer price index, so inflation at the consumer level. As always, those views are largely ideologically tainted, right, as so much of what's going on in this country is nowadays. At the end of the day, inflation is just math. The print is not this print, the February print, isn't as disastrous as January, but it's very bad. The Fed cannot ignore this print. Supercore, which is core ex shelter, is up 47 basis points, so almost 0.5%. That's obviously better than the 85 basis points that it was in January, but 0.5% increase is an increase nonetheless. And so sticky CPI, 3-month annualized rate, is 5% up from 3.5% in mid-2023. That is zero progress on the inflation front from January of 2022. Core inflation is sort of stuck here at 4%, and that is double what the Fed wants, right? The Fed's inflation target is 2%, and core inflation is stuck at 4%. We're a long ways away from that. The easy move for the Fed was to move it from 9%, where it was a little over 9%, down to like 4 or 5. But the next move, and again, is going to be the biggest challenge. And it's always been the biggest challenge if you look back in history. And in history, when we got to this point, central banks said, oh, I think it'll keep moving in that direction. And they took the their foot off the pedal, and then inflation came screaming back. And that's what appears to be happening here. Josh and I are big proponents of, let's look at what's going on in the real economy. The Fed needs to go out there, go to airports, go to restaurants, and see what's happening. Demand is fine. There is no problem on the demand side of the ledger, and that's where inflation comes from. And so if they go back to an easier monetary policy stance, what do you think is going to happen? Inflation is going to come ripping back.
The asymmetry and the risk of like coming out as dovish as they did back in December makes no sense to me. But again, like, we're almost we're a year away from the so-called banking crisis, when they implicitly backstopped like deposits across the entire banking universe. And that was the risk on signal, really. When you sort of look at what happened in the divergence in stock performance since then, value got crushed relative to, you know, the pie to the sky stuff. That was the risk on signal for Bitcoin. All of the junk just ripped ever since they did that. Because during the midst of the banking crisis, when they essentially said, you know, all of that collateral that banks hold that mark to market negatively, we're just going to let you pretend like those losses don't exist. That is when it was clear that, like, there's no such thing as moral hazard anymore. Like, if you take too much risk, we're going to make sure you don't have to, you don't have to pay the price.
If you're in Silicon Valley. Now, if you're in Kansas, we're going to let you fail.
Totally, yeah. But Silicon Valley is all that matters, right? And so...
Not in our world, but that's – so, yeah, I mean, this moral hazard that the Fed has created, the amount of government intervention in markets over the last 18 years has been unprecedented. And now, like Josh said, there's this moral hazard that's been created. Like, markets are under the impression now that if anything goes wrong, the government, the central bank, the treasury will step in and fix the problem.
It's not even the impression. Like, they've been trained to believe it, and it's true.
Well, until it isn't, and then you're going to be – the people that aren't paying attention to risk are going to be left holding
back. I mean, I definitely agree that there's going to be a time when it maybe doesn't work, and I just hope it's not during my lifetime or my kid's lifetime.
No, you want the market to work as a market.
Well,
because you will be the ultimate winner as long as you behave appropriately.
I don't even think, you know, like, was – the last 2 years, was that a true clearing?
No, of course
Most
not.
Obviously not.
They didn't even let the global financial crisis clear.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a short estate planning checklist. And the reason I want to bring this up is that all of you out there listening should be doing these things now while you're still physically and most importantly mentally healthy to be able to do these things, because you and your loved ones are going to care that you've done them when the time comes. Because, you know, whether it be you die or your mental capacity goes away, it happens way quicker than you think it's going to. Everybody always thinks they have more time, right? My daughter's 17-year-old turned 17 on Friday, and I was explaining to her that at 17, you always think there's more time. And when you're 17, it's pretty true. But when you get to be almost 48, you realize that, you know, time is finite. And, you know, doing this job for as long as Josh and I have, we see it, right? People that are like, I'm not going to worry about that, or you know, I'll deal with that when it comes time. But then oftentimes it accelerates, and then you should have done a lot of these things. So the important thing, you need healthcare proxies. A healthcare proxy is also known as a medical power of attorney. It's a legal document that authorizes one or more people to serve as your health agent who can make medical decisions on your behalf if you become physically or mentally incapacitated. This is a big one, and you don't need to be 65. Like my son, who's 18 years old, has one of these, right? So once you reach the age of majority, you need to have a healthcare proxy where somebody can make medical decisions if you are unable to physically or mentally. That is a big one. You need a living will. That's oftentimes called a healthcare directive. These are also legal documents that allow you to specify what kind of treatments and long-term care options you want. On the form, you can specify whether you wish to a physician to employ resuscitation procedures, ventilators, feeding tubes, those kind of things. Like, you know, do you want them to pull the plug essentially or not? And these healthcare directives lay this all out. Again, my 18-year-old son has one of these. You don't need to be 100 years old to have a healthcare directive. Everybody needs to have a living will that says, okay, if you get in a car accident or some form of an accident and you're at the hospital, how much do you want the doctor or hospital to do or not do? Without one, a lot of the things they're going to do, you might not want them to do. You know, organ donation, I know this isn't for everybody, but if something you can, if you've never registered with your state, you can do that all online. And so that's another one. Another people, if you want to be buried, you know, you want to have you can make arrangements with a funeral home or a cemetery. Just make sure if you do it, you tell the people that matter. You need to choose an executor. This is a big one. And understand that when you're choosing an executor of your state, you are asking a lot of them. Like when Josh and I have to deal with the executors always of these estates, and they always are surprised how much work is involved. And oftentimes they aren't given extra compensation to do it, even though they're, you know, it's oftentimes takes a year or year and a half for them to settle the estate. And so it's like the parent picks the most responsible kid and says, you do it for me. But we just want to remind you, you're asking a lot of that person. You need to assign a financial power of attorney for you so they can, you know, act on your behalf. Appoint a successor trustee if you have a trust, and examine tax issues for your beneficiaries. Make sure you understand what accounts are going to your beneficiaries and tax-wise, and then explain to them what that means for them. So that's sort of a little bit of a checklist, but you don't need to wait. You know, my 18-year-old son has gone through this checklist because he has assets, and, you know, something could happen to him as well. Hopefully it doesn't. All right. If you want to sign up for a free retirement view, we can go through this stuff. Call our office, 800-743-0988, or email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about retirement plan options if you are self-employed. So stick around.
Sign up for our e-news today. Get the latest thoughts on the market every other week from Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management delivered right to your inbox. The short 5 to 6 minute video helps you keep up with the market. You can always watch past videos on YouTube or northwestquadrantwealth.com.
Traffic, the most weather. FM 100.1 is News Talk 1110, KBND, Bend.
Get ready for the ride of a lifetime. The 2024 Coastal High Desert Stampede, presented by Polish, is back and it's bigger and better than ever. Bring the whole family out to witness heart-stopping action as fearless cowboys face off against powerful Bronx and bulls, or cowgirls race on lightning-fast horses. It's a showdown you don't want to miss. Four full nights, Wednesday, April 3rd to Saturday, April 6th in Redmond, Oregon. Please join us Wednesday, April 3rd for the Sunscreen Machinery Extreme Bulls presented by Les Schwab, featuring a full night of bucking bulls and women's breakaway roping to kick off the High Desert Stampede Pro Rodeo. Then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 4th through the 6th, we'll deliver one of the fastest-growing, fastest-paced rodeos in the country. The rodeo season in the Northwest starts and ends right here in Redmond. Tickets start at just $20 and are available online now at highdesertstampede.com. We'll see you April 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Deschutes County Fair and Expo. The Coastal High Desert Stampede, presented by Polish. Get your tickets at highdesertstampede.com.
If you're a hair professional and ready to advance your career, Supercuts is now offering hourly or commission for qualified licensed hair professionals to work full or part-time. Supercuts has opportunities in both Bend and Redmond with fantastic available benefits. Supercuts offers paid time off, sick leave, medical, dental, and student loan paybacks. And now, Supercuts has hourly or commission pay options. Make the switch and move your career forward. Take the next step to Supercuts and apply today at supercuts.com.
At Highline Homes, one of our favorite questions is, what is your favorite part about your brand new home? Paul?
I love my big deck. In the summer, it's like the one place I want to be at the end of the day. I've built great memories here with my family and my friends.
The friendly and helpful Highline Homes staff is with you every step of the way. Find floor plans, virtual tours, and everything you need to know to get started at HighlineHomes.com. Oregon, CCB 181069.
Highline Homes. On your lot, on time, built right.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-266-9102 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-266-9102. That's 800-266-9102. What do you have to lose? Call 800-266-9102. Again, 800-266-9102. This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-266-9102 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-266-9102. That's 800-266-9102. What do you have to lose? Call 800-266-9102. Again, 800-266-9102.
The mission is clear. Give honest, transparent analysis and actionable advice every week. Make sure to connect with us on YouTube and get our twice-monthly e-newsletter.
Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful weekend here in the Pacific Northwest. This is why we all moved here, right? Bluebird days, Mount Bachelor, now lines. That's why we all moved here. Spending like drunken sailors. From 2000 to 2023, so 23-year period, the U.S. federal government increased their annual spending by 243%. I laugh like sad. It's a sad laugh. Versus an 83% increase in inflation. So inflation over that period went up 83%. But government spending went up 243%. That's an annual increase in spending of 5.3% per year, more than double the 2.5% annualized increase in CPI. Where is the money for these huge spending increases coming from, you ask? Well, we're borrowing it, of course, because we love to borrow money in this country. The U.S. national debt was $6 trillion in the year 2000. Oh, that was so quaint. I remember I was still in my 20s in 2000, and we only had $6 trillion in national debt. Today, it's $34 trillion. In the 9 months that have passed since the debt ceiling was suspended last June, we've seen a $3 trillion increase. While government debt is spiraling higher, so is the interest rate we're paying on that. The result? The interest payment on the U.S. federal government debt have surpassed $1 trillion, increasing 98% over the last 3 years. Just servicing the debt is $1 trillion. That's so mind-boggling. And here's why I bring it up. It matters. It doesn't matter till it does. And so, you know, in this country, we have to start caring about this. We can't just borrow money indefinitely forever and have it and think it's not going to matter. It's going to matter. And when it does to the rest of the world, we are going to feel pain. And so you need to start voting accordingly, right? We need to elect people that care about this. And also it's going to mean pain in the short term, right? Like taxes are going to go up. We're going to have to cut spending. Like a lot of these things that, you know, remember Josh shared with me that Bill Clinton wrote that he thought we were not going to have any government debt by 2013. Well, he had balanced the budget.
That was him standing in front of, you know, an infographic when they had balanced the budget. And based on that budget that year, it was 2013, we'd be debt free.
Yeah. Well, what did they do? Ramp spending. So here comes FOMO. FOMO is the fear of missing out, right? So it's back. What brought it back? Well, the parabolic increases that have become obviously too extreme to ignore. The best example of that is NVIDIA. They are at the top of the list. NVIDIA is up 87% in 2 months. That already exceeds their projected revenue growth of 81% for the year, which means its forward 1 year price to sales ratio has been rising, moving up to 17 times from 5 times a year ago. NVIDIA is now bigger than Google and Amazon. NVIDIA's market cap of $2.3 trillion is now within $300 billion of Apple, the number two company here in the U.S. size-wise. The expectations embedded in this valuation are obviously extremely high. NVIDIA's fundamental growth has been certainly extraordinary. I'm not here to say that it's not been. They've seen a 5,000% increase in net income over the last decade, which is great. I'm not here to say that it's not. But the increase in its share price has exceeded those. The stock has advanced 20,000%. So here's the example I will give you. Go back to the year 1999. Cisco was talked about as like this. It had a $600 billion market cap, and everybody said that the internet can't operate without Cisco. And you know, I guess it was sort of true. But here we are today, and Cisco is essentially half the market cap it was in 1999. NVIDIA is all things AI, right? NVIDIA is a great company. They've grown revenue. All that's true. But when you have a stock that goes up 20,000% and revenue has only gone up 5,000%, you have a problem. And so, you know, maybe NVIDIA can grow into this valuation. I tend to not believe that's going to be true. And the example I use is Cisco. The other thing that's a huge headwind for me when it comes to NVIDIA is they have 90% market share. And when I see 90% market share, all I can think of is how their market share is going to be eroded over time. And so the expectations for this company are unlike almost anything we've ever seen. Maybe they'll achieve them. I don't know. I mean, they keep surprising. But I think the best example we can look at in the past is Cisco. And so don't get caught in FOMO, right? If you haven't bought it now, good chances are really good that you missed most of the upside. Okay, in this segment, I thought we'd talk about, a lot of you out there listening are self-employed people, right? You have your own business. And so what are your options for retirement plans, to save for retirement? And there's a bunch of options out there. The first one I thought I would bring up because it's the simplest. If you don't do this, it's something that it requires little, you know, planning. It's just open a traditional or a Roth IRA, depending on your income, right? If you're under 50 years old, your contribution limit for in a traditional or a Roth is $7,000. If you're over 50, you can make an $8,000 contribution. So that's sort of the simplest retirement plan. Everybody can have one as long as you have earned income, but I thought I'd bring it up for a self-employed individual. The next option for a self-employed individual is a solo 401k, an individual 401k. So you can, even if you have your own business, the administration of these solo Ks is much easier than if you have a company 401k like we have at Northwest Quadrant. But if you're a business owner or self-employed person with no employees, unless it's a spouse, you can set up an individual 401k. The contribution limits in an individual 401k are really high. So $69,000 you can contribute to an individual 401k, because remember, you are the employee, so you can max out the employee side, and you are the employer, so you can max out the employer side. So, and then you have a catch up if you're over 60, if you're over 50 years old, that's $7,500. So if you are over 50, you can in a solo K, you can contribute $76,500 on an annual basis, which will reduce your taxable income by that amount. A lot of people that have solo 401ks are, you know, realtors or self-employed. Anybody that has they're self-employed, you know, no employees, they do this and they have high incomes, obviously, and so they take advantage of that high contribution limit. Another a popular retirement plan for a self-employed individual is a SEP IRA. Small business. So SEP IRA, same thing, really high contribution limits. You know, the thing is, the difference, you can't take a loan against a SEP IRA. You know, $66,000 is a contribution on a SEP IRA. Simple IRA is another one. This is if you have a small business, you can have up to 100 employees and still have a simple IRA. This is one that's very easy to administer. The contribution limits aren't real high. The max contribution on a simple IRA is $15,500. And if you're over 50, your catch-up contribution is $3,500. But the administration of this is really, really easy. You don't have to do the $5,500 filing that you have to do on a 401k. The one thing you have to do is match your employee's contribution. You have to do a 3% match. So it is going to cost you. But it is considered a benefit for your employees. So the simple IRA for a lot of you out there that have a small business is probably the best option if you haven't sort of, if you don't want to take the leap to doing the 401k and all the administration that goes along with it. The simple IRA is probably the best if you do have employees. If you don't have employees, the SEP or the solo K is a good one. And then of course you can set up a 401k if you have a small business. Just know that there's going to be, there's record keeping that's involved to make sure that your plan isn't top heavy, all these sort of things that have to go along. I think we pay probably $2,500 annually to our record keeper in Salem. So, you know, there are some costs associated with it, with making sure that all the record keeping is done correctly. So those are sort of the options you have. If you are an individual that doesn't have employees, the solo 401k or the SEP IRA is probably going to be your best, especially if you want to contribute a bunch. If you do have employees and you want a basic plan, the simple IRA is your best bet. And then if you do have you're willing to pay but have a higher contribution limit, just the good old-fashioned 401k is a good option. All right, if you want to take one of us up on a free retirement review, we'll give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life, your asset allocation, what's in your portfolio, your estate plan, whatever you want to talk about is fair game. So if you have at least $500,000 in investable assets, call our office to get one of those scheduled. Number here is 800-743-0988. When we come back, we'll tackle your emails. Stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
save thousands.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to save thousands
on a hot tub and swim spa
today through Sunday.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Save thousands.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to save thousands
on a hot tub and swim spa
today through Sunday.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
18-month interest-free financing.
Brand new 2024 inventory ready for immediate delivery.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
We can remove your old hot tub.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Come see the revolutionary new swim spa in action at exceptional prices.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Just relax and enjoy.
Today through Sunday.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Free parking, free admission,
free delivery.
Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, Redmond.
Call 833-SPA-SALE
or visit Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale.
Don't miss out on the cheap, cheap deals during Chick Days at your local Coastal.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
From now to March 19th, get spring essentials and everything you need to grow your flock for less. This week only, buy three chicks and get one free to kickstart your flock. Plus, save $10 off a double tough poultry starter kit. And Coastal has all your springtime essentials covered, from tools and mowers to soil and seeds. The spring savings are soaring. Get $15 off Georgia Romeo's and a $20 gift card when you buy $100 in Carhartt gear. Plus, fencing is on sale. Barbed wire, rolled fence, and cattle panels are priced to move. Hurry in today and watch the savings bloom.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Get more spring essentials for less now through March 19th.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-266-9102 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-266-9102. That's 800-266-9102. What do you have to lose? Call 800-266-9102. Again, 800-266-9102.
Every year, over 3 million older adults are treated in emergency rooms for fall-related injuries. If you or a loved one is concerned about falling, Prestige Senior Living High Desert is hosting a free fall safety webinar on Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. The webinar will feature physical therapist Mike Studer and discuss the importance of balance and walking gait in preventing falls, along with the effects falling can have on mental health. Visit PrestigeCanHelp.com to sign up today. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Get your free retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant investment advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Call us today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Financial Focus Radio. We appreciate you spending some of your weekend with us. So I'm looking at a chart from Charlie Bilello at Creative Planning. And it shows the CPI or the inflation trend line going back to 2000, and you know inflation was essentially 2% on a pretty straight line up and to the right, but it was at 2%, and that's what most of us have experienced in our adult life is about a 2% annual inflation, and then you know fast forward to COVID, and the inflation rate dips down and then goes way above trend line. And so right now the trend line or inflation is 11% above that trend line that we were on. And so my question is why is the 2% target that the Fed is, why is that their number? Why don't they keep monetary policy tight to erase that a percentage of we are above trend line to get us back to the trend line, so that, you know, we all feel like we did in 2019 where inflation wasn't a problem. Okay. I know the answer to that, but
yeah, I mean, come on, then our past obligations are,
I know, let them do heroin. If they do heroin, it'll all be really okay. We can, they're just going to do a bump, it's fine.
Well,
I get it.
Remember a couple of years ago when we would talk a lot about like the most obvious conclusion that would come from all of this is that eventually that 2% target will migrate something closer to 3%.
And we're just a bunch of VOCAs. This country's doomed. Remember all those studs that stormed the beaches in Normandy? Remember those guys? They're all rolling over in their graves because we're a bunch of VOCAs in this country. It's pathetic.
$1 trillion of additional indebtedness every 100 days is something that has to, you know, and if you're, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, like, your potential candidate is not the answer.
So I have a chart that tells you why investing in the stock market is the answer and why you absolutely need to invest. Over the last 30 years, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar has been cut in half due to inflation. So, you know, 30 years ago, the purchasing power of the dollar was half of what it is today. At the same time, the S&P 500 has gained 840% or 7.8% per year after inflation. So it's 7.8% above and beyond inflation. So you look at the chart, you know, obviously the purchasing power of the dollar was protected if you invested in U.S. stocks. If you invested in cash, bonds, all these things that people are wanting to invest in now, your purchasing power literally got cut in half. It is the one example and best chart I can show you for why you should, one, invest in stocks, and two, if you're a retiree and you're going to be retired for 30 years, you need, that's your only purchasing power protection, is to be invested in the stock market. And so just know that all these other things that you all feel good about, you know, and you don't have, it doesn't have to be the stock market, it could be real estate, but just know that you have to have inflation protection somewhere in your financial life. All right, let's tackle some email questions. This comes from Calvin. I haven't heard that name in a while. Calvin lives here in Bend. Calvin says, I'm 27 years old and recently left a company that I worked for almost 8 years to start a new job. I have about $30,000 in my old job 401k account. What should I do with this account, the account funds in this account? I understand the penalties for early withdrawals. Is an IRA or mutual fund the right direction to go? What are all my choices, Mr. Finelli?
Well, just to get the terminology straight, you can, that mutual fund you're going to hold in your IRA, but you know, we would recommend, whether it's a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund, a different version of the same thing.
Whoa, whoa, back up. So the first thing the SEC wants us to say is if you have money in a 401k, one of your options is to leave the money there. So, you know, you don't have to do anything. You know, if you have under $5,000 in a 401k or $1,000, a lot of times the rules of the 401k plan documents say we're just going to send you a check unless you roll it somewhere. But Calvin, since you have at least $30,000,
they're not going to force you out.
Right. So you, one of your options is to leave it
where
it is.
Leave it there. Roll it to an IRA or roll it to your new 401k. We tend to, you know, err on the side of rolling it to an IRA just because you expand that universe of investable options. And you can't always be sure of, and we definitely don't know the details of your new 401k. So provided you're good with that and, you know, you can roll that into an IRA. It's a custodian like Schwab, Fidelity, Vanguard. Really doesn't matter, but essentially, you want to own some version of a broad-based index fund that you can get very inexpensively. Fidelity, you can do it for free. Vanguard or Schwab, you could do it for 3 or 4 hundredths of a percent. So $30 for every $10,000 you have invested annually. But that's going to be your best option as far as where you want to put it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This doesn't say who this is from. I've missed 3 years of required minimum distributions from my IRAs, although I have not heard from the IRS about this. What do you guys advise me to do now? So what this person is talking about is they missed 3 years. So required minimum distribution is once you hit 73, the government wants you to start taking money out of your IRAs so they can tax that money because it hasn't been taxed yet. And so this person is saying that they missed 3 years worth of those distributions. The IRS hasn't sent them a letter. So It says you have different IRAs. Hopefully, it says from one of them. Oh, I have missed 3 years from one of my IRAs. Okay, now I understand. So it sounds like you took RMDs from your other IMD. So I guess my question would be, did you when you were calculating your RMD, did you take the value of this account into account and take the required amount from your other ones? Because you can do that. So let's say you have three IRAs, and you, as long as you calculate the amount that your RMD should be for all three IRAs, but you take it from one, that still counts. So if you did that, you're okay. If not, the penalty is pretty steep. If you failed to take your RMD, there's a 50% penalty on the amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. In 2023, the penalty got reduced to 25%, or even 10% if the oversight is corrected within 2 years. So you still can correct it, and maybe write a letter. You can request a complete waiver of that penalty if you show the failure was due to a reasonable cause. I don't know what reasonable cause is, and you are taking the steps to correct it. So most likely, there's a form that you need to file. It's called Form 5329. So just Google Form 5329 and attach a letter explaining why you failed to withdraw the proper amount. So
you've been at Tokyo Starfish for the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's why you missed your RMD. So just Google Form 5329. You'll see what you have to do, and then you can write a letter to the IRS explaining why you should not have to pay the penalty because you didn't take your RMD. And at the worst, it'll probably be 25%, maybe even only 10%. But you probably want to get square with the IRS. Because I'd rather owe Tony Soprano money than the IRS. All right, that's our show this week. We appreciate you listening. Remember, buy low, sell high. We'll see you next week.
Been listening to Partners of Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management on the radio show Financial Focus. Remember, you can email or call with your questions anytime during the week. Visit northwestquadrantwealth.com for more information. See you next week on Financial Focus. Any opinions expressed herein are given in good faith and are subject to change without notice and are only correct at the stated date of issue. Past performance is not always indicative of future results. This material is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or other financial instrument. Securities, financial instruments, or strategies mentioned may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, or income from an investment mentioned in this report may fall against the interest of the investor, and the investor may get back less than the amount invested. This material does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as a recommendation of particular securities, financial instruments, or strategies to you. Before acting on any recommendation on this material, you should consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances, and if necessary, seek professional advice.